It's always one of the highlights of camp, Family Fun Day here at Missouri Western State in St. Joe, and a huge crowd on hand. Plus, representing the Fighting 5th, the 5th Engineer Battalion, whose history dates back to 1861 in the Civil War. They were tip of the spear in Operation Iraqi Freedom, brave men and women that were here today as guests of General Manager Scott Pioli. This week's important for the Chiefs. They start to evaluate this roster even closer as the Arizona Cardinals come to town for a preseason game and for practices next week here in St. Joe. How important are special teams? What about the last 2 years? The opening game of the new Arrowhead in 2010, one of the greatest returns in Chiefs history. Dexter McCluster's 94-yard punt return set the tone for a division title. Last year, just the opposite. The Chiefs fumbled the opening kickoff that set the stage for a rough start to the 2011 season. But it's a new year, a new time, and a fresh start for a brand new special teams coordinator, Tom McMahon.
Not being here, I'm not ever going to look back, you know. But bottom line is, what we got to do is we got to execute our returns. Don't try and do so much that every single week you're changing it. And I think we got some good returners, and I think that they'll produce this year. I'm not talking, you know, over their heads. You know, those guys can produce, and we got to do a good job blocking. But I'm going to look forward rather than behind.
Last year, the Chiefs were steady in special teams. In fact, they were in the top 10 in punt returns in the National Football League, but they lacked the explosiveness that they had in the 2010 season. This year, trying to evaluate this roster, I've mentioned it's multifaceted, but trying to find people who can be explosive in the special teams.
I like the best player. Okay, I like the guy that's going to produce for us the most. And you got to have courage. You got to, when we say we have to get out to the 25-yard line, that guy's got to help us get there too. He's got to get that extra 2 yards. If it's the 23, get us to the 25. So it's whoever has the most production. It doesn't matter if it's the same guy to me. It doesn't matter how big, how small. At the end of the day, we owe our offense drive starts. At the end of the day, what we have to do is execute our returns. I'm not going to try and figure out, you know, what they were taught in the past, this, that, the other. But what it comes down to is what we call. We got to execute. Some of them have abilities to hit one outside. Some are better up inside. Thing I got to do as a coach is I got to call the right return for the right player to give them a chance to produce and to give us a chance to block them.
There are players who have made a living in the NFL and made this roster, honestly, by being great on special teams. Terrence Copper comes to mind. Another is Corey Greenwood. As the weeks transpire, who will become the next big special teams player for the Kansas City Chiefs?